You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people get their keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry as well, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now, too. Hope you all had a great weekend. Pretty chill weekend for me. Start off with a bang, though. Obviously, we had the 92.9 The Game inaugural Olympic Summer Games, and it was just a great time. We're out at Lake Lanier Islands again on Friday at Margaritaville. We were at the Paradise Cantina, and I mean, shout out to Sydney and the rest of the gang for taking such great care of us. And really everybody in Lake Lanier Island. Shout out to everybody at Pickle and Social as well. They did a great job hosting us and taking care of us. So appreciate all of them. And you seen it. I ain't going to go too far into it by now. But you already know what happened. I mean, we closed it out. Team Dukes got the job done. You heard about it Friday. But, you know, just a quick weekend recap. It got off to a great start with that. But listen, at the end of the day, we all had fun. Dede, my guy, Joe Patrick, Caleb Johnson, Garrett Chapman, Bo Johnson, Abe Gordon. We all had a great time just hanging out with each other, hanging out with Dukes and Bell, and just playing, having fun, having some fellowship, and hopefully this is something we can start doing now every single year. And there are even early talks about having multiple games during the year. So maybe a winter, maybe a summer, maybe a fall and a summer. We'll see. The possibilities are endless. But either way it goes, it was a great time. So that's what's going down on Friday. But, man, I tell you what, though. Friday, I mean, it took everything for me not to fall asleep. And shout out to Day-Day, too, because he was he drove one of the station vehicles up there and back, obviously. And so Garrett and I carpooled with Day-Day. So shout out to him for driving and bringing that up to our attention so we could all save some gas money. You know what I'm saying? Because that was while we didn't mind coming up there at all, it was a great time. You know, we definitely wanted to save gas, and, you know, we all want to save money where we can. So shout out to my guy Day-Day for driving up. But I say that to say, I did everything personally I could to keep my eyes open on that ride back, man. Your boy was tired because I didn't take a nap in between doing the hometown take, producing the morning shift, and then driving up there, playing cornhole, having fun with the guys, and then driving back. So, man, I was wore out. And then after that, one of Simone's friends, now my friend, but I met her through Simone, she got a publisher for her book, so we were celebrating her. So I didn't even have time to shower, and I was hot, sticky, sweaty, even a little bit sandy. I really had time to change my outfit, and then we went to go out to dinner with her. I felt kind of bad because, I mean, I guess I ain't stink too bad. Nobody really said anything, but still, I at least wanted to shower, but we didn't have time by the time I got back, so we did that. Then, after we got out to dinner, they want to go, obviously, do something after that. But I was able to at least go back to my apartment, shower before we went back out, and then we went back out, but only for like an hour or so, maybe like hour, 15 minutes. But man, when I tell you I slept good Friday night and slept in on, actually, I didn't even sleep in on Saturday. And that brings me into Saturday because Saturday, what was it? It was late Friday night. My friend, one of my basketball rec league teammates, shout out to my guy Jay, was like, hey, who wants to pull up at the Locust Grove Rec Center Saturday morning, put some work in, 10 a.m.? I was like, man, I do need to put some work in. I was like, I'll meet you up there. So I met him up there. We did. We put in some good work, played some one-on-ones. A couple other guys came through, so we played a little two-on-two and put in some good work. And then yesterday I was able to sleep in for a good bit, but did a lot of productive things, grocery store, cleaned up, did laundry, all of that. So it was a relaxing, but also a lot happening, but it was fun stuff, but a productive weekend as well. So that was what the weekend was for me. Now let's talk about the weekend it was for the Atlanta Braves. They had themselves a solid weekend as well, taking 2-3 from the San Diego Padres, and they did that winning 6-3. They did that by winning 6-3 yesterday over the Padres. And Lil D, Travis d'Arnaud, doing his thing. Two separate homers. Drove in four runs yesterday, helped lift the Braves past the Padres 6-3. Chris Sale did his thing again, got his, again, major league leading 13th win of the year, went five solid innings, gave up four hits, one run, two walks, and struck out four. So good solid outing for Chris Sale, and he deserves to be an all-star. However, with him pitching yesterday in the all-star game being on Tuesday, tomorrow, believe it or not, home run derby's tonight, by the way. Shout out Marcell Ozuna. Hopefully the big bear can get himself a win. But with the all-star game being tomorrow, Chris Sale is not going to participate, obviously, in the game. He's not going to throw because that arm ain't going to be ready. He needs his rest, you know what I'm saying? But on the bright side, Max Fried is going to be replacing Philly starting pitcher Ranger Suarez in the Midsummer Classic. So that'll be good to see Mad Max. And the Braves do end up getting another starting pitcher and three starting pitchers total in the All-Star game as representatives. Again, Chris Sale not going to pitch because he pitched yesterday. But Max Fried, Renato Lopez, Chris Sale, all All-Stars, including Marcell Ozuna as well. But very cool to have three starting pitchers in the All-Star game as representatives. And that just goes to show how good this pitching staff has been all season long and really the backbone and the reason, big reason, this Braves team has 53 wins and is 11 games over 500 heading into the All-Star break. But again, Lil D gets two homers on the offensive side of things, and the Braves' offense really continues to look good. And shout out to Austin Riley, too. Austin Riley, into the first inning, or bottom of the first inning, the Padres were up 1-0, and they had runners on second and third. And Austin Riley, in the hot corner, grounds a magnificent ball, has to make a diving stop over there at third base, and then throws out Kim Sung over there at first. So he made a terrific play. He doesn't make that play, it's probably 3-0 by the end of the first inning, and it could have been a much different ball game. But then again, of course, Travis d'Arnaud, well, Matt Olson would tie it up with an RBI single in the top of the fourth. Then Travis d'Arnaud has his other RBI, which wasn't a homer, but he singles to left, had an RBI. Oh, no, excuse me, that was Adam Duvall. Duvall had an RBI single to score Travis d'Arnaud to give the Braves the lead in the top of the fifth. Then Travis d'Arnaud hits a three-run bomb in the top of the sixth. That put the Braves up 5-1. Padres did try to come back after scoring two runs off of A.J. Minter as Campusano hit a two-run homer off of A.J. Minter in the bottom of the seventh. But then Travis d'Arnaud got one of those runs right back and hit a solo shot in the top of the eighth, and the Braves won it 6-3. So again, this Braves team pitching, still doing what they've been doing all season long and keeping the Braves in the game, being solid, and the Braves offense, again, finally starting to come around with consistency because we knew they could score, and they had been scoring. It's just they were so inconsistent with their scoring. But now, over their last, actually, we can call it their, really the whole month of July. Let's look at the whole month of July so far. They scored, and against the Giants, they didn't score as many runs. They scored three in game one, three in game two, two in game three. So, again, it wasn't great, but they were still starting to come around a little bit. But then against the Phillies, they scored five or more runs in each game against the Phillies, and they did lose one of those games. But still, they scored five or more runs in each of the three games against the Phillies. And then they score five runs in game one against the Diamondbacks, six runs in game two. They score five runs in game three. Now, they don't score any in game four, but then they bounce back against San Diego in game one and score six runs. Don't score any in game two, but then they bounce back and score six in game three to win the series. So, again, it's about consistency. Now we're seeing instead of them scoring one, either no runs or one run or two runs most of the time. Now most games it seems like they're scoring four or five, maybe even six runs a game. So the consistency is starting to trend towards them scoring at least four or five runs a game instead of them consistently getting shut out or scoring one or two runs a game. So the offense is starting to, again, be consistent, and that's all you can ask for at this Braves team. Again, just give me four or five runs a game. Four or five runs a game, and this team will be golden. They will be absolutely golden, especially with how the pitching staff is working this year. So hopefully they can get some good rest and relaxation and continue to be on the winning side of things as they will start back up playing games on Friday against the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll be back at home. It'll be a six-game homestand for the Braves once they do start. Get done with the All-Star break, they'll have three against the Cardinals and then three against the Reds for that six-game homestand. Real quick, I do want you to hear from Chris Sale as he spoke to the media yesterday after the Braves' 6-3 win over the San Diego Padres. And he said, he was talking about how if the Braves can get going in the second half, it's going to be all up from there. And they're really just waiting for it to click. And really it feels like, honestly, starting to click now for the Braves. Again, the pitching staff continues to keep the Braves in ballgames because the Braves, more times than not, 9 times out of 10, they're not getting blown out. It'll be close games. I mean, that 4-0 game against San Diego, I mean, it felt like that's the most they've lost by in a hot second. And that's just not, that's not even that much. I mean, 4 runs is kind of a lot, but not really. So, again, it feels like things are starting to click for the Braves. And so let's listen to Chris Sale talk about how he's talk about if the Braves can get going in the second half, you know, things will really start get rolling.
I think, you know, we've said it all year now. It's like kind of we're just waiting for it all to kind of click. And, you know, we had a great series here to, you know, this weekend. And, you know, hopefully we, you know, come back after the break, take some days off, kind of regenerate and, you know, hit the ground rolling.
Hopefully they can hit the ground running indeed after some good rest and relaxation. While some of those players, Marcell Ozuna, Max Fried, Reynaldo Lopez, they will all be a part of the All-Star Game festivities. I wonder, I'm guessing Chris Sale probably still going to go out there too, as he was an All-Star. Probably still go out there and take everything in, so he'll probably be out there as well. Ozzie Albies, by the way, he made a beautiful play yesterday too. Forgot to mention that. But let's hear one more for Chris Sale talking about how he really was showing some love to the bullpen. He was talking about as much as the bullpen works, he takes pride in taking the ball and starting, and he wants to make sure, you know, he goes out there for as long as he can to try and take some of that pressure off what's been a very good bullpen for the Atlanta Braves this season.
That's our job as the post, you know, as starters. And, again, as much as our bullpen has worked this year, you know, I take pride in being able to take the ball. You know, I obviously haven't been able to do that for some years, so you know, obviously we had some stipulations today, but ended up working out.
You love to hear that too, Chris Sale. You could tell he is so happy to just be healthy and to just be pitching healthy, and he is not taking it for granted, and he is taking full advantage of having a healthy season. And just knock on wood, knock on whatever this table is made out of, you just hope and pray that he can stay this healthy and stay this good for the second half of the year. Going to be tough, obviously, going 13-3 in the first half. It's going to be hard to replicate, but if Chris Sale, anybody can do it, it's Chris Sale. So, Braves, good weekend series win over the San Diego Padres. Take 2 out of 3, solid West Coast road trip, go 4-3. It's always hard for an East Coast team to travel out west, and they go 4-3. They take on a team in the Arizona Diamondbacks who, even though they've been struggling, they did represent the NL in last year's World Series, and they take on a Padres team who's solid as well. So solid road trip for the Braves as they split with the Diamondbacks, take 2 out of 3 against the Padres, and that concludes a 4-3 road trip for the Bravos. So now it's All-Star break. We get to watch the Home Run Derby tonight. I'll be excited, and hopefully Marcell can at least put on a nice show for us, even if he doesn't win. All right, when we come back 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, let's talk about our Atlanta Falcons. One player learning multiple positions, and with that, is he going to be the one to have the big breakout year? A couple of guys are in line too. We'll talk about it all next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, protecting the, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the early nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Okay, Let's talk some a little Atlanta Falcons football because training camp about to be here before y'all know it. Think it's, what, about a week? Maybe 9 days away? Something like that. It's very, very close. I know we are out there. The morning shift starting on Wednesday, July 24th. So we're out there starting then. I don't know if I think the Falcons may report a couple of days earlier. But anyway, so I want to talk about this. Saw a article from D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC, longtime Falcons beat reporter for the AJC. And he's been doing a kind of a 90-man roster look ahead, kind of a training camp look ahead, and talking about all the different positions. And in this one, he was talking about the wide receivers and tight ends. And one quote in particular, he talked to Zach Robinson, he talked to tight ends coach, he talked to the Falcons tight ends coach as well, Kevin Koger. And one quote in particular from Zach Robinson really caught everybody's attention, including mine. And one of those was how Kyle Pitts is basically learning two positions at this point. Zach Robinson said this. He's learning basically two different positions. Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson again saying this. There's some tight ends. There's some tight end, and there's some receiver. So he's got a lot on his plate. He's handled it really well. I'm just excited to see him continue to get more comfortable in the system. And Zach Robinson also talked about how he believes the sky is the limit, saying the sky's the limit for what kind of season that he can have. Obviously, Kyle Pitts had the huge rookie season and nearly broke Mike Ditka's record for receiving yards by a rookie. So, look, I think if Kyle Pitts, which I'm not surprised that he has the bandwidth to learn both tight end and receiver, but the fact that that's what's going to happen, I think is really, really promising. And I think that should be amazing news to Atlanta Falcons fans. I mean, playing some wide receiver and playing some tight end, I mean, the possibilities are really going to be endless for Kyle Pitts. And this makes me think about this. And maybe this will be a good question. You know what? We'll take calls on this. I know we usually only take calls on Fridays, but if you have a thought on this, let me know. 404-726-0929. We'll open up the phone lines for next segment, and you can let me know what you think. Because I do think this is an interesting question, and I want to hear from you on this. Who do you think is going to have a bigger year next season? Out of these three, got to choose between these three. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, or Bijan Robinson? Because we've all talked about how Bijan Robinson, and he's was talked about too. Zach Robinson confirmed that, you know, they're going to try and use him like Christian McCaffrey is used at the 49ers. Zach Robinson said that, and D. Orlando Ledbetter's running backs edition of this, by the way. So they just double down, triples down on what we, you know, have known that the Falcons are going to use Bijan Robinson, how the 49ers use Christian McCaffrey. So, I mean, that's going to be great. Raheem Morris has said they're going to try and get the ball to Bijan any way they can in the best situations that they can. So we love to hear that. So who's going to have the big year? Because Drake London as well, we saw what he was able to do with Desmond Ridder, no shade, just truth, as quarterback. What's he going to do with a guy like Kirk Cousins? I think he could really have a monster year with Kirk Cousins. But then you're like, man, Kyle Pitts, He's going to get some targets. Bijan, he's going to do some damage on the ground. Like, who is going to be the guy that has that best season? For me, I still personally think it's going to be Bijan Robinson because I still think, even though this team is going to pass the ball a lot more than they did last season, a lot more, and I think the route concepts are going to be better. Obviously, I think the production is going to be better with a better quarterback under center, but I still think Bijan Robinson is going to have a really, really good year. And something tells me in my heart of hearts and my gut of guts that it's still going to be Bijan Robinson who has the breakout year. Now, look, the Falcons offense is going to be better, So everybody's going to have a better year. Drake London's going to have a better year. I think Kyle Pitts definitely is going to have a better year. But something in me still says Bijan Robinson is going to really, really explode. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's Drake London. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Kyle Pitts, especially after hearing that he's going to be playing tight end and receiver. Like, that is huge. So all my fantasy football people out there, you know, it seems like, look, Drake London might be a good pickup. Kyle Pitts might be a good pickup. You already knew Bijan was a good pickup. Even Kirk Cousins might be a good quarterback to have on your roster this year. I mean, it seems like this offense is really, really going to be opened up under Zach Robinson. And look, that's what we all expect, right? Having a guy who has learned under Sean McVay, learned under Kyle Shanahan, you expect this offense to be explosive. So I am just really, really excited to see what this offense is going to look like, and I am really, really excited to see what the production of Kyle Pitts looks like, what the production of Bijan Robinson looks like, and, of course, what the production of Drake London looks like, because you can make a case for all these guys that they're going to have monster career years. And look, maybe all three of them do. I don't know if they're all going to have, you know, I don't know who's going to have the best year, but you could make the argument that they all could have breakout years, because it seems like they are all set up for breakout seasons. Drake London, just because of the fact that, again, he's going to have better quarterback play, and he still had a solid season with, again, no shade, just truth, but not as good as a quarterback as Kirk Cousins, Desmond Ridder, under center. So now with a guy like Kirk Cousins under center, you just expect Drake London to be able to make more plays. I think, and honestly, too, I'm not going to put it all on Desmond Ridder. I think Zach Robinson as an offensive coordinator will do a better job of getting guys open and getting guys open quicker, because I've heard Bo Morgan and other shows talk about this, like, and we all saw it when we watched it too. Some of the play calls were a little questionable, because it's like they would have to go, you know, they would max protect and only go two-man routes with Desmond Ridder. And it just, you just feel like they're going to be able to do more, and Zach Robinson will find a different way to scheme guys open and scheme them open quicker, less long developing routes. And look, they'll still be deep shots, and this offensive line still have to pass protect, which hopefully something they can all be better at. Not to say that we're necessarily bad, but they can definitely be better, and they'll have to be better, a little bit better, because obviously Kirk Cousins is not as athletic as one Desmond Ridder, and Desmond Ridder could buy a little bit more time. But the point being, I think the routes that Drake London and Kyle Pitts and guys like that will be running, I think they'll be faster developing routes, maybe some short slants, quick slants, drag, shallow drag routes, things like that, corner routes, who knows, to help with this offense as well and help this offense be more explosive as well. Just get the ball to guys quickly and allow them to make plays in space. I think that's going to be a lot of what we see from the Falcons offense this year. But we'll see. But Drake London having better quarterback play, Kyle Pitts being healthy, we got to remember that too, being fully healthy, fully trusting himself. We remember what Ronald Acuña Jr. did the year after he came back from his first torn ACL. He was an MVP. Had his best season of the year, of his career, excuse me. Maybe that's the same thing we see from Kyle Pitts. Obviously, last year, he was coming back off he had a torn MCL, I believe it was. And so he was able to get his footing, and hopefully now he trusts himself and trusts that knee more, and he can be fully healthy. And when we see in the workout videos, he's looking good. So between being fully healthy, better quarterback play as well, and being able to take on and have mismatches at tight end and wide receiver, he's going to be on some cornerbacks that are probably smaller than him. He'll be on some middle linebackers or linebackers that are probably not as fast as him. He's going to have some mismatches, and so that'll help as well. And then Bijan Robinson, him being in a Christian McCaffrey role, I think is perfect for him, and I think he'll thrive in a role like that. So, look, you can make a case for any of these guys to have a breakout season. But I do want to know from you, 404-726-0929. We'll open up the phone lines for this next segment. Who do you think is going to have the best year? Who do you think is going to have the more breakout year? I think they all could honestly have a breakout year. But who do you think is going to have the best year between Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson next season? You can call me up right now, 404-726-0929, and let me know your thoughts. So we'll take your calls on the other side, and we'll also mention a couple other things when we come back. Atlanta United was in play on Saturday, and a very intriguing and eye-opening stat that you don't want to give when it comes to your soccer team. We'll get into that. A Bulldog was drafted very high and made some history yesterday. We'll get into that and much more here on the Hometown Take. Your calls as well. Again, call me up, 404-726-0929. We continue on with the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Before you know it, it was going to be time for the school bus drivers to be back out, man. It's crazy to think about it. It seems like they just got out of school and they about to go right back. But shout out to all my bus drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night 728, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my front rear loading truck drivers and my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929. Opening up the phone lines here on a Monday, just in case you have some thoughts. We were just talking about last segment. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, all set up to have breakout seasons in this Falcons offense with Zach Robinson at the helm of this Falcons offense and Kirk Cousins. He's going to be the coach on the field and the QB. And I think Bijan, Drake, Kyle all have chances to have a breakout season. They all could have career years, but who will have the best year? That's what I want to hear from about. That's what I want to hear from you on. Who do you think is going to have the best year between Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson? You still got a couple minutes to call me up, 404-726-0929, if you have a thought on that. In the meantime, we have a couple of quick headlines that I want to touch on here. Quick local headlines as well, too. SEC Media Days, they get underway today. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey going to have his annual press conference before LSU opens the proceedings for the teams. Kirby Smart and the Dogs are going to talk tomorrow. I'll give you the full list here in just a moment. And then Kalen DeBoer is going to make his SEC Media Days debut. Ex-Alabama assistant Steve Sarkisian going to be in on Wednesday as Texas, obviously now in the SEC. And for the full schedule, here it is. For today, at least, I'll give you the full schedule for today. Commissioner Greg Sankey going to speak, scheduled to speak at 10:05 a.m. These are all Eastern time, by the way. LSU scheduled to speak at 11. It's going to be Brian Kelly, quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, tight end Mason Taylor, and linebacker Harold Perkins. South Carolina, they are scheduled to get going at 12:35 p.m. Shane Beamer, defensive tackle Alex Huntley, Luke Dottie, and Debo Williams all scheduled to speak. Ole Miss is going to speak at 2:50. Lane Kiffin, quarterback Jackson Dart, wide receiver Trey Harris, and defensive end Jared Ivey all scheduled to speak. And at 4:20 is going to be Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, offensive lineman Gunnar Hansen, linebacker Langston Patterson, and defensive back C.J. Taylor scheduled to speak. So that is what's on tap for day one of SEC Media Days. Like I told you, Georgia, the Bulldogs, Kirby and the gang going to speak tomorrow as far as SEC Media Days go. Another thing I want to touch on is we got to give a congratulations to Charlie Condon, the UGA star slugger, drafted number 3 overall in the Major League Baseball draft that went down yesterday. He was drafted 3rd overall by the Colorado Rockies. And Condon made UGA history, if you remember this season, becoming the first player in school history to win college baseball's prestigious Golden Spikes Award. Condon finished the 2024 season with a 4.33 batting average, 37 home runs, 78 RBI, and those 37 home runs set a BBCORERA single season record. And he also became the 3rd player to lead the NCAA in both home runs and batting average. Charlie Condon, Marietta native, started his UGA career as a walk-on before having his breakout season and now being the 3rd overall pick in the MLB draft. So he's a third baseman slash outfielder, mostly played third base this season, but he also can play some outfield. He became the highest drafted player in UGA history. He passed Jeff Pyburn, who was drafted 5th overall by the San Diego Padres in 1980. No other UGA players were selected in the first round of the draft on Sunday. And heading to Colorado, Condon is going to look to help turn around a franchise that has been among, again, one of the worst MLB teams in recent years. Condon is going to follow Metro Atlanta native and Bulldog Aaron Shunk in the Rockies organization. So that'll be cool. Yeah, he'll have another dog in there with him. So good stuff there from Charlie Condon. Do want to quickly let you know, Atlanta United 2, they were in action on Saturday, lost 1-0 to CF Montreal, and they had 9 shots, but they had 0 shots on goal. Yikes. Yeah. Never want to give that stat where your soccer team gets 0 shots on goal. That ain't good. So it was a very defensive 1-0 win for CF Montreal, who actually just jumped Atlanta United in the Eastern Conference table, by the way. So now the 5 Stripes, 11th in the Eastern Conference table. So it's just tough for Atlanta United right now. Again, gotta once that second summer transfer window opens, they got to go find some players who can put the ball in the back of the net. Simple as that. I do want to touch on really quickly everything that went down in the Copa America final yesterday. We need to take all the notes of everything that went wrong yesterday here in the city of Atlanta. Obviously, we're set to host World Cup games. And what happened in Miami, we don't need to let that happen here. You probably know fans were, as soon as the gates opened, I mean, people were afraid they were going to get stampeded. trampled. People were trying to, I saw videos, apparently there were fans trying to sneak in vents, jumping fences. Come on. And you heard some of the people who, you know, flew in from overseas and just said they weren't ready. We can't get caught not being ready. So just be ready. Be ready, city of Atlanta. Be ready, state of Georgia. You're going to need a lot of security, a lot of infrastructure, and it may even help to bring people in waves. Like, because, again, what happened yesterday doesn't need to happen here when we host World Cup games. Because it could – I don't even want to think of what could happen. You saw what potentially could happen with you not being prepared yesterday. Let's just not have that happen here. Let's be ready, please. I believe in us, though. I think we will be ready, especially since we got the chance to learn and see what happened when you're not ready. Just take all the notes and be ready for what's to come in a couple of years. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift. The full crew back in the studio. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson back from some R&R. We'll see what they got going on a Monday edition of the Morning Shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Before you know it, it was going to be time for the school bus drivers to be back out, man. It's crazy to think about it. It seems like they just got out of school and they about to go right back. But shout out to all my bus drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night 728 local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my front rear loading truck drivers and my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929. Opening up the phone lines here on a Monday, just in case you have some thoughts. We were just talking about last segment. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, all set up to have breakout seasons in this Falcons offense with Zach Robinson at the helm of this Falcons offense and Kirk Cousins. He's going to be the coach on the field and the QB. And I think Bijan, Drake, Kyle all have chances to have a breakout season. They all could have career years, but who will have the best year? That's what I want to hear from about. That's what I want to hear from you on. Who do you think is going to have the best year between Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson? You still got a couple minutes to call me up, 404-726-0929, if you have a thought on that. In the meantime, we have a couple of quick headlines that I want to touch on here. Quick local headlines as well, too. SEC Media Days, they get underway today. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey going to have his annual press conference before LSU opens the proceedings for the teams. Kirby Smart and the Dogs are going to talk tomorrow. I'll give you the full list here in just a moment. And then Kalen DeBoer is going to make his SEC Media Days debut. Ex-Alabama assistant Steve Sarkisian going to be in on Wednesday as Texas, obviously now in the SEC. And for the full schedule, here it is. For today, at least, I'll give you the full schedule for today. Commissioner Greg Sankey going to speak, scheduled to speak at 10:05 a.m. These are all Eastern time, by the way. LSU scheduled to speak at 11. It's going to be Brian Kelly, quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, tight end Mason Taylor, and linebacker Harold Perkins. South Carolina, they are scheduled to get going at 12:35 p.m. Shane Beamer, defensive tackle Alex Huntley, Luke Dottie, and Debo Williams all scheduled to speak. Ole Miss is going to speak at 2:50. Lane Kiffin, quarterback Jackson Dart, wide receiver Trey Harris, and defensive end Jared Ivey all scheduled to speak. And at 4:20 is going to be Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, offensive lineman Gunnar Hansen, linebacker Langston Patterson, and defensive back C.J. Taylor scheduled to speak. So that is what's on tap for day one of SEC Media Days. Like I told you, Georgia, the Bulldogs, Kirby and the gang going to speak tomorrow as far as SEC Media Days go. Another thing I want to touch on is we got to give a congratulations to Charlie Condon, the UGA star slugger drafted number 3 overall in the Major League Baseball draft that went down yesterday. He was drafted 3rd overall by the Colorado Rockies. And Condon made UGA history, if you remember this season, becoming the first player in school history to win college baseball's prestigious Golden Spikes Award. Condon finished the 2024 season with a 4.33 batting average, 37 home runs, 78 RBI, and those 37 home runs set a BB era single season record. And he also became the third player to lead the NCAA in both home runs and batting average. Charlie Condon, Marietta native, started his UGA career as a walk-on before having his breakout season and now being the third overall pick in the MLB draft. So he's a third baseman slash outfielder, mostly played third base this season, but he also could play some outfield. He became the highest drafted player in UGA history. He passed Jeff Pyburn, who was drafted fifth overall by the San Diego Padres in 1980. No other UGA players were selected in the first round of the draft on Sunday. And heading to Colorado, Condon is going to look to help turn around a franchise that has been among, again, one of the worst MLB teams in recent years. Condon is going to follow Metro Atlanta native and Bulldog Aaron Shunk in the Rockies organization. So that'll be cool. Yeah, he'll have another dog in there with him. So good stuff there from Charlie Condon. Do want to quickly let you know, Atlanta United 2, they were in action on Saturday. Lost 1-0 to CF Montreal, and they had 9 shots, but they had 0 shots on goal. Yikes. Yeah, never want to give that stat where your soccer team gets 0 shots on goal. That ain't good. So it was a very defensive 1-0 win for CF Montreal, who actually just jumped Atlanta United in the Eastern Conference table, by the way. So now the Five Stripes 11th in the Eastern Conference table. So it's just tough for Atlanta United right now. Again, gotta once that second summer transfer window opens, they got to go find some players who can put the ball in the back of the net. Simple as that. I do want to touch on really quickly everything that went down in the Copa America final yesterday. We need to take all the notes of everything that went wrong yesterday here in the city of Atlanta. Obviously, we're set to host World Cup games. And what happened in Miami, we don't need to let that happen here. You probably know fans were, as soon as the gates opened, I mean, people were afraid they were going to get stampeded, trampled. People were trying to, I saw videos, apparently there were fans trying to sneak in vents, jumping fences. Come on. And you heard some of the people who, you know, flew in from overseas and just said they weren't ready. We can't get caught not being ready. So just be ready. Be ready, city of Atlanta. Be ready, state of Georgia. You're going to need a lot of security, a lot of infrastructure, and it may even help to bring people in waves. Like, because, again, what happened yesterday doesn't need to happen here when we host World Cup games. Because it could, I don't even want to think of what could happen. You saw what potentially could happen with you not being prepared yesterday. Let's just not have that happen here. Let's be ready, please. I believe in us, though. I think we will be ready, especially since we got the chance to learn and see what happened when you're not ready. Just take all the notes and be ready for what's to come in a couple of years. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift. The full crew back in the studio. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson back from some R&R. We'll see what they got going on a Monday edition of the morning shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.